Hi, I'm Mr. Tobisol.
Hi, I'm Nasir and I'm 11 years old.
We're recording from our grand class in Athlone as we're staying here during the lockdown.
We're recording on useless phones, so the quality is not that great.
As many of you know, on the 25th of May, Muslim South Africans celebrated Eid, and due to the lockdown regulations that everybody should follow, things have been a little bit different.
As some of you guys know, the men have to go to mosque to go and pray. But now, since it's lockdown, they cannot do that anymore.
Yeah, so in the mornings, usually my uncle, my dad, my two cousins, and then my grandpa go to the mosque. Unfortunately, due to the lockdown, they weren't able to do that. And then also, after, when they come back, we have our breakfast, our delicious breakfast that my grandmother makes. And then we usually go out to my grandfather's brothers to say hello, to visit and ask them how they're doing. And then we would collect money. That's the only time of the year when we actually get to visit them. And this year, my cousins and I were quite sad that we didn't get to visit them. And we really missed that part of Eid.
Yes, and after that, we'd go to our lovely grandmother's house from my daddy's side, and then we would have a delicious lunch. But we can still have the lunch. We had it this year, but now we can't have it with our family and enjoy all the fun. And yeah.
Yeah, so usually the whole family comes around for the delicious lunch. And this year we did have a delicious lunch, I have to say. But the table felt a little bit like empty. There weren't a lot of people around. My aunt organized video calls with the different members of the family. So we did Zoom calls with them and we asked them how they were doing and how the Eid was doing. So it was really nice to see their faces. It was a bit different, and the old members of the family were struggling quite a bit to get the hang of it. But yeah, it was nice to get to talk to them and ask how they were doing.
And then after that, the last part of Eid, we would go back to our grandmother's house, and then we would have some dessert. The family would bring cakes and peppermint tart, and yeah, I can't even remember anymore because we couldn't have. And yeah. Then we'd have also a sweetie table with my grandmother who would make biscuits, and then we'd have some biscuits, and then the grandchildren normally eat everything.
Yeah, we eat all the sweets up.
And now we can't have that anymore because that was just the best part for me, but yeah.
And it was a nice experience, I would say, but for me, I do prefer the regular Eid, spending time with the family. Nasira, how did you find Eid this year?
Eid, it was okay, but it wasn't like that fun because we had no one to talk to. We only had like our sisters, people who live here.
And we're quite annoyed by each other, so yeah. But overall, I really enjoyed it, and I hope that all South Africans are abiding by the rules and staying in their houses and keeping safe. And I hope that all the Muslims enjoyed the Eid very much. I know that we did, and I know that it has been a bit different, but I hope that you made the most out of it. That's all for now. Bye.
Bye. Tata Lala.
You're listening to RX Radio.
For and by children.
RX Radio. RX Radio rocks.